WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer. We've all been there, staring at a screen, feeling like our brains are running on dial-up internet speed while notifications ping and tempting distractions dance just beyond our focus. Ever feel like you're playing whack-a-mole with your attention span? Well, fret no more, because today, we're diving into my favorite arsenal of tools, the secret weapons that help me stay laser-focused and crush those procrastination demons. Now, I know what you're thinking. Asher, there are a million productivity apps out there. Which ones actually work? Trust me, I've tested them all. And after years of tweaking my workflow, I've found a few game changers that really make a difference. First up, let's talk about website blockers. These little heroes are lifesavers when your willpower is as thin as a slice of toast. Think of them as digital bouncers for your browser, keeping those time-sucking sites at bay. I personally love Freedom. It lets you schedule specific blocks of time where certain apps and websites are completely off-limits. No more aimlessly scrolling through social media when you're trying to get work done. Next, we have the power of Pomodoro technique. Ever heard of it? It's a simple yet surprisingly effective method that involves working in focused bursts, typically 25 minutes followed by a 5-minute break. After 4 Pomodoros, you take a longer break. It's like mini sprints for your brain, keeping you energized and preventing burnout. You can find tons of free Pomodoro timer apps online or even just use your phone's stopwatch. Now, let's talk about white noise, my secret weapon against distractions. Ever notice how those annoying hums and buzzes in the background can really mess with your focus? White noise acts like a sonic blanket, drowning out those pesky sounds and creating a calm, focused environment. I personally love using Spotify playlists or dedicated white noise apps. Another game changer is setting clear intentions for each day. You know that feeling when you start your day without a plan, drifting from task to task with no sense of direction? It's like navigating a maze blindfolded. But when you set clear intentions, outlining your top priorities and goals for the day, it gives you a roadmap to follow. This helps you stay focused on what truly matters and avoid getting sidetracked. Finally, don't underestimate the power of good old-fashioned breaks. I know, taking time off seems counterintuitive when you're trying to get things done. But trust me, stepping away from your work for a few minutes can actually boost your productivity in the long run. Go for a walk, stretch, grab a cup of coffee, whatever helps you clear your head and come back refreshed. Imagine this, you're working on a crucial project, deadline looming, but instead of feeling overwhelmed, you're calm, focused, and making steady progress. That's the power these tools can unlock. Think about that last time you were trying to concentrate on something important. What was pulling your attention away? Was it social media, email notifications, maybe even just the noise around you? You know those little distractions we all face, right? Now imagine being able to minimize those distractions and really lock in on what needs to get done. My friend, Sarah, once told me she used to feel like a pinball bouncing from one task to another. She couldn't focus for more than 5 minutes before getting sidetracked. Then she started using website blockers during work hours and implementing the Pomodoro technique. Sarah said it was like turning on a superpower. She felt more productive, less stressed, and actually enjoyed tackling her tasks. So remember, friends, you don't have to succumb to distraction overload. These tools aren't magic wands. They're simply strategies that can help you regain control of your focus and maximize your productivity. Which one resonates most with you? I want to hear about your experience. Share this episode with a friend who could use a boost in their focus game and join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag procrastinationkiller. Let's keep each other accountable and crush those distractions together. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and keep slaying those procrastination monsters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.